We'll be right back. Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and welcome to what was supposed to be week two of influential people's influences shows. Unfortunately, it would appear that pretty much everybody has been really busy and hasn't had a chance to get back to me yet, with the exception, of course, of Alexander from Spock. So I figured what I figured I would do is I'd give it another week and give people like, oh, I don't know, Eric from Interface and Chris, the... Well, I'm not going to mention what he is, and a couple of other people who I've asked to finally get around to, you know, responding and letting me know what their influential favorite tracks, et cetera, are. That was Ashbury Heights with Invisible Man, and that was the Electro remix. Before that, you heard a band that is basically saying, hey, hey, remember us, we're still here, unfortunately. That was Funker Vogt with A Rising Hero, and that was the Faderhead remix. And we started things off with a band who I'm still to this day, I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to pronounce their name, but Heimatered, with a song that I'm not even going to try to pronounce because I'm looking at the written down and I'm like, no, forget it. But it's got a beat and I can dance to it, so what can you say? Speaking of a beat that you can dance to, we're going to continue on with some new stuff from Code 64. This is the KC Killjoy remix of Progenitor. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. And there's probably, I think, what we're going to be the last track we're going to play off the latest Impact Pulse disc. That was Hate, and that was the Night Shift remix. I've been going through the stuff that I've gotten my hands on over the last, I think, 3 or 4 months, and all of a sudden there's been a lot of stuff that's come in, and I'm actually going, when am I going to find time to play all this? Maybe I shouldn't be doing theme shows. But I'm going to get one more of these influential, bugging my friends to do the work for me. I mean, influential shows done and out of the way. Because, you know, I know what I consider to be very, very important music to the EBM genre. But I'm always curious as to what other people think. And I don't know, there's been a lot of surprises for me in the sense of what's not been picked. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a band that should very much be in the influential list, because I think they've done more to influence the terror EBM sort of the genre than anything. This is Suicide Commando with Hate Me. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
You think I'm a madman, schizophrenic, whatever.
You're so freaking out.
here's a band that puts out a new disc every few years or so that is generally, I don't think, for the most part, unnoticed. And it's a real shame because while, okay, it may not be anything that incredibly special, it's Synthetic Dream Foundation always puts out really, really good stuff. Overlooked stuff, I think. At least one of their discs should be in everybody's collection, if only for the, you know, the sort of instrumental, I don't know, for lack of a better word, tranciness to it. It's not trance, but it's that same sort of feel, I guess you could say. We're going to end off the show this week with a band that is new to us this year, new to me, and hey, it's good stuff. What can I say? Looking forward to hearing more and learning more. This is Bionic with a track by the name of Inside. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.